Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Stay tuned for this Best of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast. On this episode of Football History Headlines, we discuss the Jets' first head-to-head win against one opponent, as Joe Delaney, a true hero, we celebrate his birthday, and more Hall of Fame legendary stories coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Play Classic Sports Simulation Board Games, spelled with two A's, P-L-A-A-Y. Realistic board game recreations of professional football, hockey, baseball, NASCAR, golf, and more. They cover nine sports in all, with a tenth, basketball, coming in 2022. You can relive great sessions of the past, create what-if matchups from different eras, and much more. It's fun. So if you're into sports history, you should check them out. That's Play with two A's, P-L-A-A-Y, classic.com. And don't forget to use the code SHN at checkout and get 10% off your first order.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and we're glad you could join us again for this episode of the podcast, where we're going to go over the news and events, the football history headlines, as you say, for October 30th in football history. And these aren't the biggest things in football history, but there's some good ones that'll make you sit back and remember some fond memories. So let's go to October 30th, 1988, the Meadowlands in East Rutherford, New Jersey. The New York Jets defeated the Pittsburgh Steelers for the very first time in history. The Steelers and Jets have only squared off against each other 22 times since the AFL-NFL merger at the time of this podcast, and Pittsburgh holds the edge in the series 17-5. The first meeting took place in 1970 season, with Pittsburgh upsetting the Jets 21-17 in Pittsburgh. Then we'll go to October 30th, 2003. Glendale, Arizona is awarded with Super Bowl 42 to be played on February 3rd, 2008 by NFL owners. The game was played at the University of Phoenix Stadium and pitted the six-loss New York Giants against the undefeated New England Patriots. The record shouldn't have fooled us, as the G-men pulled off the unthinkable and knocked off Tom Brady and the powerful Patriots 17-14 in a very memorable fashion, including the David Tyree helmet catch on the game-winning drive for New York. Now we'll flip through those history books and go to some birthdays of legends and Hall of Famers from the College Football Hall of Fame. And we'll go to October 30th, 1888, Kennett Square, Pennsylvania. Leroy Mercer, a fullback that played for the University of Pennsylvania, was born. Lee was a star athlete on track and field, especially in the broad jump. Good enough that he even participated with the U.S. Olympic team for the broad jump. FootballFoundation.org says that Mercer became the captain of the Quaker football team in both his junior and senior seasons. The National Football Foundation selected Lee Mercer to enter into the College Football Hall of Fame in the year 1955. Our next stop on the timeline, October 30th, 1950, St. Paul, Minnesota. Jim LeClair, a linebacker that played for the University of North Dakota, was born. 1971 was a great year for LeClair, as he registered 187 tackles, 3 interceptions, and 4 fumble recoveries, 11 forced fumbles, and 20 tackles per loss, per the NFF's bio on the player. Jim even won the MVP award for the North Central Conference, and he even enjoyed North Dakota winning the conference championship that season. The National Football Foundation selected Jim LeClair to enter into their College Football Hall of Fame in the year 1999. We hope right now, while you're taking this little break from our football history, that you'll hit the subscribe button on this podcast player, and also that you'll email us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. And now a couple words from one of my buddies at the sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hi, this is John Gidley. Join me each Friday for a trip into the football attic, where I'll delve into forgotten but noteworthy stories of the National Football League. You're bound to learn something new or have your memory jogged each week. That's every Friday, only on the Sports History Network and wherever podcasts are available.
Our next stop on this trip down memory lane is October 30th, 1958, Henderson, Texas. Joe Delaney, a halfback from Northwestern State, arrived in this world. The first question arises, where the heck is Northwestern State? Well, our investigation in this matter finds it to be located in Natchitoches Parish, Louisiana. This man Delaney could definitely tote the rock. In a game against Nicholls State, he rushed for 263 yards in the second half after only being held to 36 yards in the first half of a game played on October 28, 1978, per footballfoundation.org's website. Joe was named to the Division I AA All-American team and even had his number retired by your school at halftime of his final college home game. Joe Delaney also excelled in Northwestern State's track team. The National Football Foundation selected Joe Delaney to enter into their College Football Hall of Fame in the year 1997. After college, Joe played a couple of years for the Kansas State Chiefs, even earning the AFC Rookie of the Year honors per the UPI. Joe Delaney was more than a great athlete, though, as he was a good man. In the summer of 1983, Joe Delaney died while trying to save children that were drowning in a pond near Monroe, Louisiana. Joe's efforts did save one of the children, but unfortunately the other two and Joe himself succumbed to the dangerous waters. The NFF tells us that President Ronald Reagan honored Delaney with the Presidential Citizens Medal, saying, "He made the ultimate sacrifice by placing the lives of three children above regard for his own safety. By the supreme example of courage and compassion, this brilliantly gifted young man left a spiritual legacy for his fellow Americans." Our next Hall of Fame to remember on their birthday is October 30th, 1967, San Marcos, Texas. That marked the birth of Ty Detmer, a quarterback from BYU. Ty was not as shy on tossing the pigskin around, as his 15,031 career passing yards and 121 touchdowns give it evidence to. As a matter of fact, he is one of the most decorated quarterbacks in college football history. The website bio from thefootballfoundation.org states that he won a Heisman Trophy, a Maxwell Award, two Davey O'Brien Awards, and one time he held 59 NCAA records. The National Football Foundation selected Ty Detmer to enter into their College Football Hall of Fame in the year 2012. Ty was a late selection of the 1992 NFL draft by the Green Bay Packers. And in the NFL, he played a total of 14 seasons with the Packers, the Philadelphia Eagles, San Francisco 49ers, Cleveland Browns, Detroit Lions, and the Atlanta Falcons. Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that, Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts. It's found right here on the Sports History Network.